brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lupe Marino is joining us. Latino Americans, and they're very upset about the La Reconquista movement. We're talking to Terry Anderson, taking a few more calls here before he leaves, this national talk show host and immigration activist against the takeover that's happening, funded by our own government, Mexico's government. Terry, it's also, and I talked to my Hispanic friends, it's painful for them, because before this whole Reconquista fired up in the last 10 years, they didn't have any tension with whites and blacks, but now it's creating tension. They're some of the most angry people I found out there about this.
They hate everybody. They hate everybody that's not like them, and that includes people like one of the greatest Americans I've ever known, Lupe Marino, who is an American who happens to be Hispanic, who has Mexican roots, who speaks the language. You know what? They hate her because she's not in alignment with them. They hate everybody. And yes, it has made tension with black folks here, and it's going to get worse. Whenever you start taking what people have away, like their jobs, their schools, their communities, yeah, it's going to create problems. We never had a huge piece of the pie here, Alex. We had a little slice, and we tried to increase that over the years through affirmative action and all the other stuff that's outdated now. But let me say this. Since the illegals got here, they took that little sliver of pie we had, they cut it in three pieces, and they took two. Now, how do we just sit back and not say anything about that?
Oh, so finish up what you were saying. I'm going to move on.
Okay, I'll just be real quick about it. I mean, it's such a shame that we've allowed ourselves to become, susceptible to a lot of these distractions that are going out there. Now, the immigration problem, and it is a problem because it could potentially damage our sovereignty. I mean, there are many other things that are going on, like the war in Iraq, the casualties, the murders, and everything else. I mean, it's just so sad. And I
yes, sir, and we cover that. But let me tell you, this globalism, this breaking down our borders, is one of the jewels in the crown of the New World Order. Thanks
and
for your call.
And it's working. It is working.
Okay, let's talk to Skio in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Skio.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Doing a talk show. What's on your mind?
Hey, real quick here, and I'll tie this all in together in a second.
Hey, go ahead.
But I went to domestic relations to try to get my petition to get it remodified. So they sent me back a letter. And it tells me in this letter that I have to bring a W-2 form and blah, blah, blah. And on the next page, it tells me if I fail to bring this requirement documents, a court may issue a warrant for my arrest and enter an order in my absence. Now, they're going to issue a warrant for my arrest if I don't bring these W-2s, right? Well, that just makes me a little angry. While here I am, I'm an American citizen.
Well, that's your fault for being an American citizen. How dare you demand the same rights that an illegal alien has?
You knew where I was going.
Absolutely.
It just makes me mad.
I bet it does.
Now, listen, they're super citizens. They have more rights than anybody.
But this caller is right on the money. They're going to place him to a higher standard when it comes to proving who he is. A guy born here, a guy who's been here his whole life, parents from here, grandparents from here. But guess what? He's got to prove who he is.
That's
others
cool.
Don't.
And another thing, Alex, you guys hit it right on the barrel head. This is a crown jewel. This is exactly what they want, okay, is to tear down them borders, Canada and Mexico. And, Alex, I've talked to you before in the past about the New World Order. When's it coming? It's here. Let's just face it. It's here. Now it's time for all the Americans to gather together and say, enough. It's time. If we don't stand up today, we won't be able to stand up tomorrow.
I hear you. I appreciate the call, sir. Terry Anderson, thank you for joining us. And you're going to be out there at the Reckoning Saturday, 1 o'clock, downtown Crawford. Then you're going out to the ranch. And we're going to have some folks out there with some cameras to cover it.
Great. So,
and I really look forward to someday in the future having a chance to meet you in person.
We will, buddy. We'll get together.
Take care, Terry.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye. All right. We've got Lupe Marino coming on with us to talk for about 30, 40 minutes as well. We'll continue with your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231 on this subject. And we'll go to your calls coming up in the next segment. And we'll get into a whole host of other issues in the last 15 minutes of the show after Lupe leaves us. I'm Alex Jones. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this third and final hour. Libby Moreno has the website LatinoAmericans.org, and their organization is pro-America. Why would you not want to be pro-U.S.? I mean, more freedoms, more liberties than Mexico. And she has been demonstrating and protesting and speaking out for a long time about the invasion of this country and people that are wrapping themselves in foreign flags. Lupe, thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Well, thank you for having me on.
You bet. Tell us about your organization and what you're up to right now.
Well, our organization started about 14 years ago. My sister's child was murdered by an illegal alien, and they were inviting her to Washington to give testimony before Congress, and she was doing a lot of speaking engagements, and I started helping her, and we just didn't have a name for our group, and since there was so many Latinos involved with the organization, we decided to call it that. And we've been doing, lobbying Congress in Sacramento ever since.
And it's Latino Americans.
Latino Americans for Immigration Reform.
Yes.
Now, I don't like hyphenated words, except it seemed to get the interest of the population and the media at a time when nobody was paying attention to this issue.
Lou, Lupe, you're in a good position to explain something to me, because I don't like talking about this. I like to bring people together. I'm somebody who's gone out over 10 times and protested the Ku Klux Klan going back, you know, 12 years. Mm-hmm. We put video of it on the site. I don't like racist groups. I wouldn't call myself a liberal. I mean, I'm a constitutionalist. And over the last 6, 7, 8 years, I've had to talk about Mecha, La Raza, all the racism. They don't even like Hispanics that love America. They come up to my Hispanic friends and tell them, hey, you should only speak Spanish, when they hear Hispanics speaking English. Why is there this dichotomy between Hispanic Americans and then a large group of these illegal aliens? Why are they just so rabidly anti-America from your experience?
Well, let me tell you, the groups that you're mentioning started in the late 60s, early 70s, and when they brought it to the population here in California, they actually came as saying that they wanted to, empower the Chicanos. We were called Chicanos. And the reason we were called Chicanos was to say we were not Mexicans, because the Mexicans actually did not like us. The Mexicans called us half-breeds or borchos. And so the kids that walked out of the school and actually formed these groups actually thought they were fighting for their rights as Americans. That's what they walked out for. That's what they thought they were doing, never realizing that these groups were actually formed by people that were either hardcore socialists or communists. Now, a lot of the kids went on to finish high school and went on to college and forgot all about the Mecha movement and everything like that. But a hardcore group of them stayed together, and they became what I call our politicians today, and it's very scary, because there is so many politicians here in California that belong to these groups that it's just mind-boggling.
The Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, the Mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Loria Rosa,
the Lieutenant Governor of California. We have congressmen from the state of California that belong to this group. We have I haven't seen a senator yet, but I did go to Barbara Boxer's office one time, and the first thing, you see, they have code words for us, and the code words either has to do with gente, raza, the people. When they throw those code words at you, they're seeing where you stand on the issue as a Latino, and it totally terrorized me when I went to Washington, D.C., and this young man that was a top aide of Barbara Boxer, who is one of our senators, starts throwing words like that at me. And I'm
saying, are you with the Raza?
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's just totally chilling how far this thing has gone. And most Americans don't even realize.
It's perfect for a takeover. That's why enemy armies use codes, so the other army can't hear. When you're using a foreign language, I mean, the local radio stations in Austin are called the Invader, the Bandit. It's all over the cars, the Mexican flags everywhere. My wife, you know, lived almost, 5, 6 years in Spain, so she speaks fluent Spanish, and she'll tell me all the time. My cousin grew up in Guatemala. He lived there so long when he was little that I've been in a hotel room when he's sleeping, you know, in the twin bed next to me, and he'll be talking in Spanish in his sleep. And he says, oh, yeah, I'm a bartender. These illegals walk up and they'll be making jokes about, look at the stupid gringo, look at the dummy.
Totally true.
And so I don't understand. But that's a key point you brought up, is that Mexico is such a classist society that that the government itself doesn't like Hispanics who are of mainly Indian or Aboriginal descent, and then here in America, you know, there's racism towards blacks. All of this, I mean, why are these people like this?
I to tell you the truth, I don't know. Because my father was a Mexican, I was surrounded by cousins and uncles that would actually make fun of us because we were American-born, and they didn't consider us real Mexicans, which, thank God, my father is the one who was an immigrant, said, you know what, you were born in the United States, you are Americans. Men and women have died to give you the right to say you're an American. I better not hear you say anything else. Thank God for my father, but that's the way my uncles and my cousins acted, and there's this whole mentality that for some reason they think they're better than everybody else. And yes, they use very nasty names on white people and on black people and people that they don't like. Well, even on people like me, I'm called a coconut, an Aryan collaborator, a traitor to my race, a traitor to them. And you know, in the beginning, it was very scary because I actually dropped out of school very early. And when those groups were starting, I never got involved with them. I was actually called a geek. My sister called me a geek, a reader. So I didn't pay attention. So when I grew up and I started going out into the world and finding these people, and right away they start using the code words on you. Now, it gets scary, I'll tell you, because I've been doing this for so long. A lot of people do recognize me. I come on Spanish TV a lot. I'm actually, I've been the voice of the American people. That American TV doesn't pay attention to me, and American media doesn't pay attention to me. But the Spanish media knows who I am. So I went into my doctor's office one day, and there was this woman. Right away, she came out. Right away, I knew that she knew who I was. And she was livid. And this woman was going to put eye drops in my eye. And I sat there for an hour in that seat, terrified, because I knew that she was a La Raza person. And I just kept thinking, Lord, please, let's just let her do her job, let her do her job. And she, thank goodness she did. I never went back there. I'm very careful where I go to the doctor now. But I had the same problem with the dentist. I walked into the dentist's office and a girl recognized me. Now, she wasn't one of them, but I thought, you know what, who knows who in this office is. So I've actually, I started going to Vietnamese doctors, because at least Vietnamese doctors don't know who I am, and I won't be hurt. But there, it's a movement that is in everything. It's in the schools. It's, like I said, it's in the medical profession. It is everywhere, and you just have to listen for the key words.
Well, this stuff is dangerous. I mean, look what Hitler did with this type of tribalist, primitive, racial stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's who they remind me of. But they're the first ones that will call Americans racist. I mean, and when you think about it, they're the racists. They're the ones that bring up all this stuff. And the white America, and even me, I was taken back the first time I was called a racist. I'm thinking, well, you know, I even looked up the word just to make sure what in the world they were talking about. And I seen what it meant, and I thought, well, no, this can't be me.
Now the illegal aliens have a disproportionate for their population amount of crimes they commit. You talked about your sister's, one of her children being killed by an illegal alien. I mean, I'm sure you brought this up to the La Reconquistas. Hey, I'm involved. You know, you guys are doing whatever you want. You've killed members of my family. And I mean, do they just make jokes about that too?
Well, they don't care. It just seems like they don't care. They're now, one thing is that what the I can't say that word. The Mecha people. What the Mecha people started realizing in the late 80s, 70s and 80s is that most American Latinos are Americans. And they didn't, you know, listen to what they were saying. So basically they went after the immigrant population because the immigrant population is so easy to manipulate. So,
I've had Hispanic friends tell me, Alex, you're right. I've been having illegals walk up to me again and say, you don't use English. Do you hear us? You join the Raza. You're in the Raza. I mean, they say they're aggressive about it.
They're very aggressive. And, you know, we have let them do that to us. Because Americans were so afraid of being called racist, they kept quiet, especially here in California. I mean, you know, here in California, we have all that hippie generation, and so all they want to do is kumbaya, and so when people tell them stuff, they kept quiet. Everybody's kept quiet, and these people have gotten to be...
Loopy, we got a break. We're going to break here in just a second. Stay with us.
Okay.
And we'll come back and tell folks about your organization, the website, and a lot more. We're so honored to be joined by you, and we'll take calls.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places dollars plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that at the 29 Palms Marine Base located in California, a questionnaire was given to Marines stationed there? It discussed the United States military under UN command. Would the Marines accept this? The final statement to be answered, yes or no, was, I would fire upon American citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government. Is this what Americans want? Forced confiscation of guns? We'd like to help you understand how these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for 1, 2, 4 people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
War for liberty for their descendants. Imagine the founding fathers witnessing tens of millions of foreigners running around saying this is Mexico. And that's really, I mean, I've studied the sociology, I've studied the history of it, that's what's happening. The Mexican government's been very, very oppressive, and anytime they do something bad to the Mexican people, they say it's America's fault, it's the U.S. fault, they stole the Southwest from us, when in truth they're only in the entire Southwest under 10,000 Mexicans. most of them wanted to be part of Texas because they had more freedom. Again, the third of the people that fought in it, the founders, the guy that wrote the Constitution, Navarro, were Hispanic. Santa Anna was a dictator. But they've been taught from birth, especially in the last 30, 40 years, that the Southwest is Mexico, reconquer it. And Mexican presidents, the last three, have all said that. And then why is our government playing along? They want to break down the U.S. for the Pan-American Union. I know we got a bunch of callers, Jeff and Jason and Skunk and Chris, and we'll get to you. We're talking to Libby Moreno, and she heads up Latino Americans for Immigration Reform. The website's latinoamericans.org. We have a link to it on Infowars.com. But when we start the next segment, we'll go right to your calls. But in the short segment, Libby, do you agree with the statement I just made about what's taught in Mexican schools?
Absolutely. Not only in Mexican schools, the Mexican government has come into California with their Mexican consulates, and they have infiltrated our community-based organizations, and they have even gone into our schools giving. They give thousands and thousands of free books, but what it does, it teaches the Mexican Constitution, and it teaches that our flag is a foreign enemy flag and that we're an imperialist country. And they even go into the libraries and give books to the libraries. And they do it smiling. This is what I don't understand about Americans. Why are we letting this happen? It's like a Trojan horse. They come bearing gifts to kill us. And we sit here like nobody's doing anything. Everybody's. I listen to the news once in a while, and they're talking about baseball games when our country is in serious, serious danger. We all need to get up and fight this.
By the way, Vicente Fox, almost 3 years ago, came to Austin. I bullhorned him and shut it down. I put it on TV, but never on the web. I've got to dig that out. In fact, Mike Hansen, you're listening. Find that show. I want to re-air it. And I shut down his speech with a bullhorn. He was giving an award to the Austin police and to the mayor for letting the La Reconquista go on openly. And he gave an award to Wells Fargo for issuing them debit cards, which then the state is accepting as a form of ID to then get welfare, bank accounts, everything else. And then on top of that, it gets even worse. Governor Rick Perry's head of Texas-Mexico relations is a Mexican citizen who is at the same time a lobbyist, the head lobbyist for Mexico to Texas. I mean, their officials, Mexican government officials, are now becoming our rulers.
Well, you know what? There is a man here in Orange County called Carlos Olamende. Very good friend of Fox, but also a very good friend of Bush. And he is Bush's advisor. And I'm thinking, and this man has dual citizenship, and his number one aim is to have amnesty for 12 million illegal aliens. We just cannot have that. We are just, you know what, for being Americans and probably the smartest people in the world, our leadership is just plain dumb and stupid, and they're a bunch of globalists and elitists that we need to just get rid of. Wake up, America. We're in trouble.
Well, Libby, you're right. It's stupid for America, but it's good for the elite to break down this country.
Well, we can't have that. I mean, our founding fathers, the framers of this country, that's what their number one thing that they were worried about. That's why they worked so hard on you know, the Constitution. These men are betraying everything that the framers stood for, and they're betraying the men and women that have died to give us the freedoms that we have.
I agree. How long until you think we're going to see bloody riots and burning cities?
Nobody has said anything. In Santa Ana, we had on March 23, they actually invaded government buildings, chased down government workers, and stabbed them with Mexican flags. And I went to talk to the Board of Supervisors yesterday because I know the film is there. I've seen the film, and they sit there so calmly like they're going to a church picnic.
Well, the cops stood there and let them attack them. Now, for those that don't know, it was in the AP that they threw things at police, but it's now been in some of the independent news services, and Lupe, you said you've seen the tape, that they were physically attacking. Stay there. We're going to write an article about this. You tell us exactly what happened, and we'll get an article out by tomorrow. Stay there with the Moreno, and we'll take your calls on the other side. This is very important.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The sleeping giant that is America is awakening. And everybody can be part of this. I don't care if you're Hispanic, black, white. It doesn't matter. We've got to defend this country. Listen, the CFR last year, Lou Dobbs even covered it, came out with their border plan, wide open borders, total legalization, merger with Canada and Mexico. It's happening, just like the EU. The same elites over there. You know, bring in, nothing against Muslims, folks, but they'll bring in, you know, 5-10 million, depending on the country, 3 million in smaller countries, and then they start rioting and going nuts, and the government uses them as like a client to threaten the population into submission. We're talking to Lupe Moreno. We're going to go to your calls here in just a minute or two, but Lupe, we confirmed, the Orange County Register confirmed, AP confirmed that they were throwing bottles, rocks, big marbles at cops. We got photos of the cops taking it. I know that they were charging around in some government buildings. Give us the names, the full details, because we're going to do a story off of, and you say you've seen some of the footage. Tell us about it.
Well, people are terrified to come forward, and it seems like I've become the person they come to when nobody wants, can't say it. They're too terrified to say it. They give me the information, and somebody, I heard the rumors, and somebody actually showed me the tape of county workers looking out because they heard noise, and then they seen a bunch of people beating up on cars. So they went out with their cell phones and started taking pictures. When the crowd realized they were taking pictures, they ran, chased the county workers, and one actually got stabbed with a Mexican flag. Then my daughter, I live in Santa Ana, and the footage you've seen about the police getting beat up, it happened here on Monday night, May 1st. The thing is that the street they closed down is one of our major streets, and when they closed down that major street, they actually pushed the crowd into my block. So I had my children calling me terrified that there was people just all over the place. And you see, on my bumper sticker, I have actually secure the borders, close the borders, and Minuteman Project, because I am a Minuteman. And so my kids said, you know, Mom, we need to turn your car around. People are starting to look at your car. And I was on my way to church. But what happened is they literally called out the SWAT team. The SWAT team went out, and they started throwing rocks and bottles at the SWAT team here in Santa Ana. Now, back to March 27th. It was nowhere, nobody heard anything, but they actually ran into a local school, high school here. They send in the SWAT teams because the kids wanted to take down the American flag, and I guess the principal thought that they were going to shoot the kids. They were so out of control that we have something called a school police, Santa Ana school police. They went in and basically they held their ground, saved the flag from being torn down, but the kids went crazy and messed up the school, and nobody, I went to the school board to talk about this, and they sat there and acted like, I don't know, I mean, so passive, like lambs. I'm thinking, my God, our city is being destroyed by these foreign invaders, and you're sitting there and not saying one single word.
So we are literally, we could be days, weeks, months away.
Our buildings are, if they have the nerve, I found out by different people throughout the city that just come and whisper in my ear, five government, county government buildings were broken into. They tried to get into them. Every time they say they're going to have a rally now, the county actually locks down the building. So my daughter is smack in the middle of this. She's sitting there locked in a government building because they're afraid that they're going to come in. What in the world do they want to do to government workers? I mean, what is that reasoning? And if the government isn't saying anything and all these people don't realize that they're in danger, my daughter does because she knows, you know, she lives with me.
Well, the government's trying to legalize them.
Absolutely, the government's trying to legalize them. The worst thing that could happen to this nation again is another amnesty or guest worker program, and I'll tell you exactly why.
Well, before we do that, I want to go back specifically. Tell us the names of the schools. Tell us the name of the government building.
Hold on, Loopy.
And sure. Then describe to us, please, ma'am, what you saw on the tape you were allowed to see.
The tape that I seen, and I'm gonna write my own report. I just haven't had a chance. What I seen was kids, county workers first looking out the window, county workers going to take pictures with their cell phones. Then all of a sudden they start running back toward the building. I see all these kids with the Mexican flags, and there's this woman in there, and she turns around and starts running. And then the men start running, and then you could see all these people, and they weren't just kids. Some were like adults. And then the kids were behind them. But you could see this guy chasing this man down, and he plunges the stick of his flagpole into this man's chest. And then it stops. But it was a Mexican flag.
Now, is this a Mexican flag? Is this a surveillance camera or someone with a video camera?
It was a surveillance camera. I did go to the Board of Supervisors yesterday.
Oh, we've got to have that tape.
I demanded that tape. Now, I tell you, I had county workers come up to me afterwards and whisper and thank me.
Report can't wait. I'm telling my staff in the room right now.
Intimidated. The county workers are very intimidated in Santa Ana. This is the city of Santa Ana. We are in the United States. Even though they spray painted down my street, that major street is called Bristol. Even though they spray painted, this is Mexico. No, this is the United States of America. And as Americans of all colors, it doesn't matter what party you belong to anymore. Our country is in serious, serious trouble. My children do not want to live in the city they were born in anymore because we have been taken over so badly. 78% of my neighbors are illegal aliens. And you know what they tell me? They tell me California is lost. Well, no, California is not lost. As long as one of us is here fighting, California is not lost. We will continue to fight, and we will save it, even with these passive lambs that don't believe that this is going on. I'm sorry I get so emotional.
No, that's okay. We should get emotional. America's dying on the altar of globalism right now. Believe me, ma'am, I guess it was 8 years ago. I told the story last hour. I was asked down to speak at Texas Independence Day by the young conservatives and the UT Longhorn libertarians, and people in Aztec outfits ran up screaming racist stuff, grabbed the birthday cake, gobbled it, spit it all over the cake, were screaming racist stuff. A guy physically grabbed me and grabbed the microphone away. I was smart enough not to get in a fight with him. And I don't understand all this. I never did anything to these people. I don't understand.
It's just a hatred of us. There's a total hatred. I think it's because this nation is a blessed nation. We have people that sacrifice for this nation, so this nation continues to be blessed. And they come from a nation that isn't blessed because of their corruption, the way they've treated their people and their nation, so it's not a blessed nation. So they come over here and they envy us, they covet what we have. And, you know, that's against God's plan. That's totally against God's plan. These people are just so full of hate.
Well, I think you hit on something key here. They're not allowed to protest or demonstrate or stand up against the PRI or Fox or any of the groups around Mexico. So Mexico is exporting its angry populations and scapegoating America.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Lupe, you were going to try to tell a story about, I mean, the real numbers are over 25 million. I mean, we can use their number of 12, 14 million, whatever. And the anchor babies, the jackpot babies, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I mean, Mexico's population doubling every 35 years. They're all being taught they're going to, quote, racially take over. I mean, yes, we've got to defeat Bush's amnesty.
Absolutely. And the reason why is because we do not have the money to actually do anything. We don't have money for enforcement. That's what happened in 1986. There was no money for anything. So
we've got hundreds of billions in the last 10 years to pay for all the welfare for the illegals and their tuition, but we don't have a few billion to secure our borders and deport these people.
There is no money. There is no money to enforce anything. So what they did, they actually got the community-based organizations, the same La Raza groups, the same Hermandad Mexicana groups, the same anything, the Catholic, the Catholic Charities. They used all these minority groups to actually do all the work. And what did they do? Most, I would say, two-thirds of the people that actually, received amnesty didn't even qualify. They weren't even here. It corrupted the system because all they needed was one paper with a certain date.
Well, you're right. They've got the foxes guarding the hen house, where the illegal alien advocacy groups were the ones that set up the Amnesty Citizen program and implemented it.
Absolutely. That's what happened. That's what happened in California. And they were giving the people the answers.
Lupe, what do you, and we're going to take some calls. People have been very patient, and you've been great to join us. I want you to stay with us for the calls. What do you think is going to happen? When do you think it'll happen, and what's going to happen when they start burning down the cities?
It's scary. It's totally scary at this point because I know for sure that our law enforcement knows, and they're keeping quiet. When I went to talk to the school board, thanking them for saving our flag, I tell you, they were just sitting there. But when I went out, one of the people that actually saved the flag came up to me and shook my hand. And so we all know we're in trouble. But what can happen? I mean, what can we do? It seems like because of political correctness, I hate to say it. I'm not going to say that. I was going to say
Well, I mean, let me describe this for people. Let me see if I get this straight. There was teachers and school police, campus police could barely hold off the illegal alien students from getting the flag. When the SWAT team got there, you have the police and administration around the flagpole literally guarding it with the hordes like hyenas trying to get at a baby hippo, and the SWAT team had to stop it. Is that what happened?
Well, the principal was scared that the SWAT team was going to shoot the kids. So they actually only let the school staff and school police stand by the flag.
And so then the students threw a fit, rioted, and tore up the school. How bad they tear it up?
Now, when I went to the school board, they said that it was minor, if nothing, damaged. That there is a film also about that, and I'm trying to get that film also.
Well, what did you hear from the witnesses really happened?
What I heard what really happened was exactly what I said, that the SWAT team was called in, the principal got scared, they thought that they might shoot some of the kids, so they brought in the school police and the staff, and they went around that flag, and they held their ground and did not let the flag get taken down.
So specifically, what I envision in my mind's eye, the school police and teachers and the principal literally in a ring around the American flag, that's what it's come to in this country. And we know in Arizona and other areas, they've jerked down the American flag, put the Mexican flag up there. Have you seen the video of them burning American flags?
Absolutely. Not only that, in Montebello, where they have the flag, it's all over the internet, they actually did put the Mexican flag first, and then they put the American flag upside down, not realizing that the American flag upside down means we're in distress. I said, that's the perfect symbol. They did it. They actually did it. And so what is that telling us? And these kids, I don't know if you've seen the videos, but they actually ran into our freeways. Our freeways do not go slow. Our freeways go very fast, and they're six-lane freeways. And these kids actually stopped the freeways.
I know, it's insane. Let's give us the website. It's latinoamericans.org, but give us any other info. I'm almost speechless here, folks.
Well,
information?
I'm going to Texas on this weekend. We're going to have a reckoning in Crawford, Texas. I'm going to be there. We do have that website. It's areckoning.com if you guys want to join us in Texas. Everybody that's anybody in the immigration movement will be there. Visit us. We will be talking. We will be discussing. We will try to strategize. We might even ask for, you know what, we need to get rid of all these elitists in the Senate. That's what we've come down to, a bunch of elitists in the Senate and Congress. For thank you, Jesus, at least Congress is still standing to a point, that we have a lot of congressmen that are La Raza. A lot of congressmen. Xavier Becerra out of Los Angeles, Luis Gutierrez out of Illinois, and then we have all the foolish, stupid congressmen that think they're going to sing kumbaya with these people. These people do not want to sing kumbaya with them.
No, they want to take over.
Yes.
It's the same old corrupt system in Mexico, and they're conning their people. They want to just rule over them like king rats. Let's take a few calls here. Jeff and Mass, thanks for holding. You're on the air with the great American hero, Lupe Moreno.
Totally agreed. Now the satanic trinity that's doing this to America is Washington, D.C., Moscow, and Beijing. Now, Lupe, if you ever read the book called Through the Eyes of the Enemy by Stanislav Lunev, which is a brilliant book, there is a three-stage plan to collapse this country. The softening process, the breakdown, and reconstruction.
This is Red Dawn in slow motion.
Yes, indeed.
Yes,
now,
yes, it is.
Now, on page 23 of the book, which I'm not going to read, I'm just going to highlight, one of the high points of the GRU is getting intelligence for the assassination of our political leaders. That's the hard warfare. The soft warfare is illegal immigration, drugs, corruption, and all this other stuff. And I took up Spanish, and my teacher, who's from Mexico, told me that the illegal aliens are the bottom 25% of Mexico. That is soft warfare. People in America have got to wake up and realize we are at war, and the soft warfare is about to end, and the hard warfare is about to begin.
It's very frightening.
Well, when they burn our cities, the media is going to tell us it's all our fault, and we'll have to give total amnesty and learn how to step and fetch it. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Well, let's talk to Skunk in Missouri. Skunk, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
I just want to comment. I actually have a two-part comment. One is, I remember I was watching cable news last Friday when this, butchered version of our national anthem was going to be aired. And they actually had a translation broken down so you could read it. I remember reading one of the passages basically, said that, the America that you knew is over. You're waking up to a new day, and we are going to control this day from here on forward. If people don't realize right there that is a declaration of war, they are trying to dismantle dismantle our sovereignty. They are trying to invade every facet of our lives. I'm not against immigration. Both of my parents are from Germany. I am an American citizen. It doesn't matter where my parents are.
I'll keep you over, but I mean, Lopi, you've heard the text of that, and it starts out with Papa of our race, starts out with talking about, you know, Raza. I mean, what are you hearing and seeing in the different versions that are out there?
Well, you know what? I've only listened to one version myself. And when a reporter called to ask me about it, I said, you know what? This is going to open a can of worms. It's going to be a hornet's nest. I said, because you know what? Even though I am a Latina, I don't want to even hear that version. I don't want to hear it. I don't want it near me. I said, if you don't realize that American Latinos are Americans, we love nation. We do not want to hear nothing in Spanish.
Well, they also changed the
lyrics. What the? I can see if they translated, but they didn't translate it. They changed the lyrics.
Anything else, Skunk?
Yes, I'm just concerned about the acceleration of the protests and the beginning of the violence in the protests. I think in the next few months we are actually going to see an explosion of illegals versus citizens. And I mean,
we already have it. They don't show the problems. We've been protesting and protesting for at least the last year.
I tell you what, stay there. Final segment. Skunk, you stay there too.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a...
Folks, I'm so busy that I have to cut a live promo for a local radio station here live on air. And then we're going to go back to Lupe Moreno and let two callers finish up. KLBJ AM has been trying to figure out a way to get this show on Monday through Friday They contacted us. They wanted on, but I told them I can't do two shows a day. But I'm going to go the next few weekends and do a Sunday show there from noon to 2 p.m. And my other voiceover rig is hooked up right now for voiceovers on the new film, and I'm so busy. I have to do this right now, live on air, three 10-second promos. So bear with me. When you talk about multitasking, here it is. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. Be sure and join me this Sunday from noon to 2 p.m. right here on KLBJ, 590 a.m. You're not going to want to miss it. That sound all right? Let's try another one. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. That didn't sound good. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. Be sure and join me coming up this Sunday on KLBJ 590 a.m. from noon to 2 p.m. You don't want to miss what... That's not good. I get nervous doing this live on air. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. Be sure and join me this Sunday right here on KLBJ 590 a.m. from noon to 2 p.m. You can edit that, can't you? And then there's one more for live on that day. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, inviting you to join me coming up today at noon. Hey, folks, Alex Jones, I can't do it live. The network's so busy, they won't let me do it after the show. Can you believe the position I'm in here? It's insane. Support the networks. They got more money so they can have two people there so I can do this. Lupe Moreno, I've never done that before on air. Actually, I've cut promos for affiliates live on air before, but that's how busy I am. This is how insane my life is. Lupe, the Reckoning is coming up this Sunday, isn't it?
Actually, it's this Saturday.
Saturday, 1 p.m., yeah.
And I am my mother is from Texas, so we're going to go tomorrow and visit family that I've never seen, and then we're going to a Reckoning. And hopefully we could, I hate to say that word, but you know what? I've gotten to the point where I almost think this president needs to be impeached, not for everything else, but for this issue alone. Our borders are not secure. We have been invaded, and everybody is being passive about it. We need moral men and women to stand up for this nation.
I mean, I absolutely agree with you. Let's quickly, Skunk, you got 30 seconds. I got to finish up here and go to Mike.
All right. I just want to say thank you again for bringing this up. I remember you as long as I've been listening to you, I've heard you speaking about the immigration problem developing all along the Texas border. Now it seems that now it's getting national attention. People countrywide are starting to get concerned and actually starting to motivate themselves to do something. And
that's what the mainstream media are trying to spin it. Thanks for the call. Last caller, Chris in Florida. You're on the air with Lupe Moreno. Go ahead.
Alex, I wanted to address the last caller in the supermarket incident. I just wanted to encourage him to tell the truth about what happened, actually to address the manager and tell him that he will not tolerate that kind of treatment by the cashiers. And I wanted to make the point that I'm not so afraid of an enemy that's not very well educated and on welfare and has a lot of welfare babies, because I see them on the bus. I'm afraid of an enemy that controls the welfare, controls the buses, controls the camps. And I was wondering, I've heard there's a Supreme Court case against internment camps. Are you aware of that?
Yes, there's a lot of things that are happening. Japanese Americans are suing. A lot more is happening. Thanks for the call. Lupe Moreno, I want to thank you for joining us. And if you're still going to be in town on Monday, maybe I could have you in studio here in Austin because we can then videotape it and put it on the local TV show.
Actually, I am going to leave Sunday. I have, they're doing, the 700 Club is doing a documentary on me.
Oh, fantastic.
They are going to a Reckoning, and so I need to be back home by Sunday because
fantastic.
They're going to go to visit our church.
Lupe, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
God bless. All right, I'm out of time. I shouldn't try cutting promos here live on the radio, but it's certainly real. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. Be sure and join me. Coming up at noon today, right here on KLBJ 590 AM. All right, God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.